Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. If there's a warning from the man who was flung into the air by an enraged bison this month, it's that the big bulls, which can weigh a literal ton, can move a lot faster than you might expect. 65-year-old Carl McDaniel talking about the attack on July 20th and in a video from his hospital room at Bozeman Health says he was just out for an evening walk around the Biscuit Bay campground at Yellowstone with his grandson when he got into the vision of the bull.
We saw the bison. And he was down. He wasn't showing aggression or anything like that until it picked a target. That target happened to be me. I didn't get bruises from him launching me in the air. It was the landing that came the problem.
The viral video shot by Bozeman photographer Mike McLeod shows McDaniel off in the distance as the bison rolls in the dust, which is part of their actions during the rut, and then charging a passing truck before attacking McDaniel and his grandson. His big takeaway is the speed of that charge.
They move faster than you could ever imagine. He just kept coming, and he was more aggressive, and as soon as he got off that tree, he launched me in the air.
It's the second attack by a bison in the park this summer. A 12-year-old was injured earlier, although the park hadn't released full details of that incident. Yellowstone National Park is opening up its winter wilderness to unguided snowmobilers. Beginning August 1st, the park is taking applications for its winter non-commercial guided snowmobile access program lottery. The month-long application window runs through August on recreation.gov. Permits cost $40 per day. That allows groups of up to five riders to explore the park for up to 3 days. Successful applicants will be notified in September, and operators must complete a free online safety certification course before they actually hit the trails this coming winter. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Hi,